Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, and I'm your host with a very sore throat from having too much fun this weekend, Lori Frazee. And I'd like to start out by thanking my guests from last week. We had Ed Hardwick, Vicki Leonard, and Connie Washam on, and basically we were talking about the FBA, Florida Barbecue Association, Board of Directors, and what's getting ready to happen in our election. We're going to start having KCBS guys on, and actually had somebody lined up and then realized that not everybody has declared their candidacy. So we're going to hold off until the rest of the candidates declare, which is October 1st through the 31st. So if you're thinking of running for KCBS, a board of directors, you need to start your preparation of your paperwork and get that in for October 1st. But right after that, after everybody has declared, then right now we're already starting to line some people up, and we'll have them on starting just after the 31st of October. Also last week we had on Blake Carson and Clint Cantwell. And if you didn't hear last week's show and you want to check it out in archives, you can either find it on my Facebook page, Lori Frazee, or Barn Goddess Lori radio show that's set up through Barbecue Superstars. I'd like to thank my sponsors at this time, Sweet Smoke Q, and we're going to have Jim on in just a few minutes along with his brother. So we're going to talk board of directors first, and then we'll chat about the weekend with the FBA contest in Hobbs, New Mexico. Also like to thank RecTech Pellet Cooker, Mac Daddy Smokers out of Middleburg. And this week, FBA is on their way to Lake City, and then next week will be the finale of the Mac Daddy Amateur Challenge, and really looking forward to seeing how that wraps up. Really anxious about that. I know the guys that have dedicated a lot of months both putting it on as well as competing, so that's really great. Also like to thank Pirate 50, Custom Artwork and Trophies, Royal Oak Charcoal. I use both the briquettes as well as the lump, and cookandpellets.com, a really premium pellet that's actually calibrated for the RecTech, and I happen to use the Perfect Blend. They also have 100% hickory, so if you're somebody looking for 100% hickory pellet, they do have one. And huntspoint.com is my rib sponsor. So we're going to go right away to Jim since he's called in, and we're going to talk. Are you? Wait a minute. Didn't want to answer you, Jimmers. Hang on. There you are. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm wore out. Wore out.
I know
I'm
you
good,
are.
Though.
And, you know, I've got your brother calling in. We're going to have a few other people on. But before we get into Hobbs, I do want to spend just a little bit of time chatting with you about running for the board of directors. Since we have you on, and I'm going to monopolize a lot of the time with Hobbs, New Mexico, if you decide you want to come back on and talk about running for the board, we can do that too. So
there was a contest in Hobbs. There was a contest there this past weekend.
See, I knew this is what's going to happen.
There's too many pink drinks going there. Yeah.
Okay, and you know what? That's probably all that's going to get said because I don't know if you've noticed today, but I was in and out of Facebook. Did you see all the things about pink drinks and?
Well, yeah, I think we. I think we've. There's a New Mexico. I think that pops in. New Mexico's unofficial drink of choice is a pink drink now. We set a record. I think we went through 8 big bottles of vodka. And normally at a contest, we're pushing maybe 2 at the most. So yeah, we it was a good time, but you know, we'll talk about
that later. Oh my God, did you really go through 8 bottles?
I didn't believe it, but Jeff was he was pouring after the awards, and yeah, we started off with 12 bottles.
Yeah.
And then we only had like 4 left.
Well,
wow.
You know, and since we're just going to go ahead, we'll come back on if we don't get a chance to talk about the board. But you know, you took Grand Champion out there. I mean, let's face it; it was anybody's game at some point this weekend, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, we went in there, and you know, we talked about it several times, just not with me and Jeff and Skinny. You know, those were my 2 teammates this week and weekend. We had a great time, and we talked a lot about, you know, we're going out here not expecting to win, just because of you know different part of the region, you know, country, and you know, just different flavor profiles. We didn't know what to expect, and you know, we switched some, you know, a few things up, not a lot, but mainly in brisket, and we go out there and I told those guys, like, if we even get 2 calls, I'd be ecstatic, you know, and finish mid-pack, you know, top half, I'd be happy. So, you know, we went out there, and it's, you know, it was unbelievable. I mean, I just couldn't have, you know, had, you know, dreamed of, you know, anything else. It was just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, really, for the few Florida teams we had there, all the Florida people had a great showing this weekend. You know, Rub's not going to be with us, but Steve's going to be with us in a little bit, and I think he's actually on listening right now. But, you know, Dana had your grand champion, Dana's reserve grand champion. I mean, I know you've watched your video that Daryl put together of your different interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Did you love Rooster going in? The Florida boys need to stay home.
Yeah, and that tells you that, you know, us Florida teams, that we can, you know, we're a force to be reckoned with. I think anywhere you go in the country, it's just, I think we compete against the top teams week in and week out.
Yep.
And it keeps us on our game, and you know, going anywhere, you know, the top, you know, there's four Florida teams that went out there, and we all placed in the top 10. So that shows you that, you know, what kind of caliber, you know, teams we have in, you know, the Southeast, or, you know, Florida, Georgia, you know, in this area here. It's just, it's kind of amazing. It really is.
Well, it is. And, you know, we go to different guys have gone out west before. You've been out west before. And depending on what happens at the Worlds, either we get a good showing or, depending on the judges, you know, it hasn't been as great as you would like it to be. But I think the Texas guys, though, were just really open. I mean, I know you had like a little caravan area there where, unfortunately, that first 2 days being so wet, we really didn't get to get out and socialize as much as probably everybody would have liked to, but you had some really good guys right there, right around you.
Right. And we did, we talked, you know, we talked about openly, you know, it's like, you know, what we're looking for, and, you know, Lance Moore and the other guys there, you know, we were picking their brains on certain things, especially brisket, and they were, you know, picking our brains with pork butt and, you know, especially chicken too. Because, you know, those guys are used to cooking whole chickens or half chickens out there in the IPCA. So it was kind of a neat little thing that it was like, you know, we're out here, you know, a lot of these guys, most of these guys I've never met before. And, you know,
right.
We left there and, you know, we gained a lot more friends.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, I have to say, you know, we were joking about the fact that this contest was probably one of the most anticipated contests of the year, and it had kind of turned into a east-west showdown in the wet desert. Yeah, right. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, they were looking forward to it, too, and it was interesting to see how open they were to the cooks. They were very open to us going in there with cameras. I mean, and letting us take
right.
a look at things. Yeah, they were great.
Mm-hmm. And I was even open. You know, I know you and Daryl came in, you know, during, I know, my chicken and my chicken cooked, and I showed you my brisket box. I was kind of, open. I was not holding anything really back, and it was a neat, unique contest. I'm not just saying that because we walked away with Fran, and it was just a very unique, and I applaud the FBA. And even Mark Bateman, bringing the FBA out there, I just think it's a huge step for the FBA. And we showed that, we can go out there and A, have a good time, and B, cook well. And even after, Saturday after award, around my trailer area, I've never seen it that packed after awards. It was just, it seemed like 9% of the team stayed and hung out and had a good time.
Yeah, it was a tailgating party. And, and I'll say that everybody from Florida, because all week we were talking to the different people and saying, now, this is the tradition with Florida. If you win, you buy pizza for everybody that stays, and we hope you stay no matter who wins, and you have to buy pizza. And I was so glad that many people stayed. I mean, I know you had to buy pizza and all, but it was a great turnout.
Yeah. And I bought, this is the most pizza I bought at a contest. And, like I said, the most, pink drinks we put out. And we had a blast. It was just like we just met these people, and it seems like we got to know them, and, like we've known them for years. It was
Ever,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, and it, like I said, I applaud the FBA, and especially my hat's off to Mark Bateman to go out of the norm and do that and bring the FBA out there. I thought the contest was, I didn't see any, there was no hiccups at all. This first year contest, I don't know about the judging or stuff like that, but everything when we touched down, in Texas and drove over there, there was not one bit, we didn't have one bit of problem other than the weather, which, it's out of everybody's control. And I told Mark, it's just like, this, you've done a wonderful job. And, I hope that, with the outcome they had, they seemed like they had, good support from their charity, the sponsors and helping, with their charities. And I think that next year with the buzz, you probably can go, it's going to be 75 plus teams easily.
I agree.
Easily.
Especially if it is that much money once again, because that's a phenomenal first year contest anyway, to have $35,000 in prize money. If he gets that much again or more because sponsors pick up on it, that could just be out of control out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a nice location. We had plenty of room.
Yeah.
So there was no complaints at all, other than the weather on Friday and Thursday and Friday. But Saturday, it didn't rain much.
No, it was great,
at all.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. So did the water mess you up there? That's something we're not used to, but it appears that the IBCA guys are used to that, not having water at contests.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we go to, the Sands Club does not provide water.
Yeah, that's a pain.
It only messes you up when you want to clean up, and it's what we did. We put, it rained quite a bit, so we put some buckets out there, and we, used the rainwater to use as potable water and stuff like that. But, cooking in contests that we have, they don't provide water, it does put a little monkey wrench into things. But as long as it's in the cleanup mode, that makes it a little more difficult. But I was with Jeff and Skinny on board. We kept the cleanup as we went, the dishes and stuff like that. So it made it pretty, not a problem.
Yeah. Is your rig back? I know they were due back in on Tuesday night.
Yeah, so. It pulled into Lake City. It's sitting at the Lake City contest right now. It pulled in there late this morning. I was talking to Skinny a little bit ago. He's back he's back home, so he's getting ready to – he said he's hooking up to his trailer, and he's going to head up there on Thursday. So he's all excited, He is very excited.
Actually, he was like a little kid. this weekend. And, you know, the funny thing is, for those who don't know, if you haven't watched any of the filming from this weekend, Skinny's Barbecue, Fred and Patty drove Jim's rig out to New Mexico, and they were due back in today. When I talked to him yesterday, he was like, we're going to drive straight through. You know, they were, as, you know how it is. You're anxious to get home. And
yeah, well, they made a stop last night at the in Bluffton Casino, and they the mojo continued. They were very lucky there at the casino. So.
And
the funny thing is, I talked to Patty sometimes after they stopped for lunch, and somebody thought with my rig and stuff, somebody thought Skinny was Myron Nixon. He's like, are you Myron Nixon? So they filled me in on, you know, they were reminiscent of the weekend and all the laughs and stuff, and I told them, I said, it was a good time. It's one of their on the top of the good times at a contest. It was just fun.
Oh, I mean,
it was fun.
Between my cheeks hurting and now I'm just getting my voice back from laughing so much on Saturday night. It was absolutely great to be there and see all the Florida boys do so well. Now, to be honest with you,
congratulations on your fourth place state call.
Yay! I was very excited. Dana's got my trophy. I'm glad I didn't try to take it. I guess, Rub, they checked it. Your brother took one of the trophies home.
Yeah, my brother. I gave one to Skinny and my brother, and my brother put his in his checked, and then come to find out, Rub got to the airport probably about an hour before we did, and I seen that the TA say he was trying to carry this big, I don't know, 13-15 pound drilling bit on the plane, and they didn't let him do that. So they were nice enough to box it up and check it for him. So,
well, that's good because you know, here we're getting in Midland and we get scanned. We go to Tampa and they barely even look at you in Tampa. So I thought that was kind of bizarre when I got there really early in the morning that they were doing that. You know? Or you yes?
What's that?
Did you get scanned in the morning there in Midland?
What do you mean? We got scanned both in Tampa and then Midland.
Oh, they didn't scan us in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're waiting on because your brother's going to call in, while we're waiting on him.
Oh, that should be exciting.
Well, what's his area code? Because I didn't write it down.
I think it's 702.
Okay, so he's actually on the line. But before we bring him on, just real quick, is there something in particular that you would like to do while you're running for the board of directors? I mean, just because I want to take a couple minutes.
Yeah, there's a few things. You know, I think that we as the FDA, and I'm not saying that, you know, the whole FDA is broke or, you know, we need to fix it. We need to, if we want to continue to grow, you know, they've done a very good job of, I keep saying in the last couple of years, there's too many contests. But the good thing is there's too many contests if you're trying to run for team of the year. Because it's like you pretty much, you know, that. So I have some plans on, you know, I have some thoughts on that portion. I have some thoughts on, you know, bringing some money into this team of the year or whatever changes that I would like to propose to bring in money to entice more teams to, you know, to chase it or follow it. And I know it takes a lot of, you know, time and effort to do this week in and week out, but if there's some, you know, monetary, you know, reward for that, I think we're going to get more people involved.
So you're not necessarily in favor of bumping the schedule up where there's multiple contests across the state, even if they are 150 miles apart?
What I'm in favor of is, you know, we could talk about this for, you know, half hour. What I'm in favor of is taking certain contests that can A, pay, you know, $10,000, you know, price or more,
mm-hmm.
to entice these teams, and then, you know, have these contests where they can hold 70-plus teams, because I think if you make this reachable for a lot of teams, and you know the monetary value at you know the prize at the end of it. I think you're going to see, you know, a contest that normally has, you know, 50 teams, possibly up to you know 70 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no right. I mean, I got a couple two different ideas, but I don't think there's a perfect system. So there's pros and cons to you know what they're you know the FBA is currently doing with the team of the year. You know there's pros and cons about that. You know when the FBA was started in 2002, 2001, whatever, 14 what years ago, there was 12 or 14 contests, and that is reachable for you know.
Absolutely.
You know where we're you know I did 29 contests this past yeah. calendar, you know, FBA year. You know, that's a lot. That's a lot. And you know, I like to compete, you know, and not saying I wouldn't do that if or not. You know, I just, you know, if there's a contest within, seems like if there's a contest within 8 hours, and if I stay home, I'm Jones, I want to be there. So that's what, you know, I like to do it. And so there's things of that, you know, and I think there needs to be a little more presence in Cook, you know, Cook team on the board to get their point of view, to listen to, you know, it needs to be a balance. And I think right now it's more towards the non-Cook team side, which I'm not saying that's bad or anything, but, you know, I think there needs to be a voice, you know, of the Cook teams, you know, if it wasn't for the Cook teams, we wouldn't have this. If it wasn't for the judge, we wouldn't have the FBA. So it all works, you know, together.
Right, but one of the reasons that you and I had originally discussed, both of us, we were running, we really didn't even know that we both were running, is because we both felt like there needed to be team representation on the board, and with Tony leaving, there would not be.
Right, yeah, and I like I said, we talked before, I didn't know that you were running. And I don't know if you knew I was running, so
no.
It was like okay. And I didn't put it out there a lot, you know. I almost ran, you know, 2 years ago, and it's just I just didn't feel like, you know, it was for me for my time to do that. And you know now I'm, you know, I just want to get some input. I don't really want to change the whole world of the FBA.
Right.
I don't want to do that. I just want to get some input. I think I have some good ideas, and listening to other teams and even judges. And those, you know, I've bounced ideas off of non-Cook teams. And so it's going to be interesting, you know, whoever, I would like a balance in there.
And I think one of the things, too, that we've talked about and the guests last week talked about, and I'm really glad to hear it, is that there needs to be more communication between the board of directors and the teams that currently it might be lacking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, by having representation from the teams, that does that. That's almost like an automatic.
You're right.
I agree. Yeah. So we're going to go to this 702 number and bring him into the mix. So let's just go right here. Jeff, are you there?
What's going on?
We are so happy to...
How you doing, brother?
We are happy to have the brother of Sweet Smoke Q with us, Barbecue, and
that's
I wrote
right.
that on there because that's your name of your team, isn't it?
That's right. I'm not Jim. I'm Jeff, brother of Sweet Smoke Q.
Yeah, it's all the listeners out there. You know, when Jeff comes to Coastal, especially in Florida, you know, he can't. You know, he's walking down. We kind of look alike, and then he keeps everybody say, "Hey, Jim," and they start talking to him, and he's like, "No. I'm Jeff, the brother of Jim." So Jeff came up with this idea, you know, that he started his cooking out in the West. He did his first contest about 2 weeks ago and did very well. So he came up with the name of, you know, the brother of Sweet Smoke, too. So it makes perfect sense because he's like, yeah, that's my brother.
I just did it because I'm all for, you know, supporting and marketing the Sweet Smoke Q brand. That's really what I did. My first choice was going to be Wannabe Sweet Smoke Q, and then I thought that kind of sounded arrogant. So, and if you know me, I'm not that arrogant. So I talked to Jim, and I said, I got two names. And he said, let's go with brother. I said, yeah, that sounds a little better.
Well, the funny thing is, you did very well in your first contest, and would you like to share with us one of the people that you actually beat?
That I actually beat? That would be Team Unknown from the IPC in Florida.
Besides them, I thought you were going to say the other one that we...
I didn't beat him. I finished a third of a point behind Johnny Trigg of Smoking Triggers. So I didn't beat him. Yeah, I was a third of a point behind him.
Oh, well, that's still lovely.
Landslide compared to how close it was in Hobbs there with a tenth of a point.
Oh, is that what the score difference was?
Yeah, tenth of a point.
We went by a tenth of a point. I think Dana is... Dana,
wow.
You know, his brisket, Dana didn't get scored very well in brisket. I think he got a 6.5 on taste or tenderness.
What?
Yeah.
See, so I didn't get somebody's book to look at, and I really have not had a chance to look at it. He got a 6.5?
He had a 6.5, so that was just, even if he would have got a 7, he would have been grand. So, yeah,
oh.
I mean, that's...
Wow.
So that hurts, you know. You know,
yeah,
I didn't know where I finished in pork. We had some good pork, and, you know, at the awards, I'm like, you know, this is pretty good stuff. And then I was thinking we were third. And then when they called third, it wasn't us. And I'm like, all right. My pork is not that bad to keep me out of the top 10. So I'm like, okay, we got reserve. So I'm like, I'm good with that. And then when they called Dana and Janet at reserve, we were dumbfounded. Like,
see,
how
I
is this
picked
happening?
You from trying to. We were trying to pay attention to it, and I said, I think Jim's got this. And Daryl kept going, oh, I think Dana's got it because
with that perfect score. If they didn't mention that perfect score, then
yeah
maybe, but. Perfect score, you know, that's 200 points. That's huge.
That is huge. Now, have you gotten a perfect score in anything yet?
I've been so close on many times. I don't know. There's probably like 5 or 6 times in pork. Ribs, I have not been close. But brisket, a couple times. One judge, 9.5. I've been real close. And chicken, been real close. But I probably out of the, you know, 3 out of 4 categories, probably about 8 or 10 times with, you know, one judge giving me a 9.5. So,
and Dana said
this is, it happened to, you know, he's like 20 times. So it's very difficult to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was huge. And it was huge to do it there because, and just for the people who don't know, you know, they train judges 2 nights, Thursday and Friday, and basically, all the judges were new. We had table captains that were representatives and, certified judges from Florida. So, I felt like everybody was really on a fair field except for I was worried about the flavor profiles of them all being Hobbs judges.
But then in the end, it was not a, you know, obviously, you know, we pretty much, the flavor profile was similar to what we do down here in the Southeast other than our brisket. And our brisket was not... completely, totally different. You know, we just changed the seasoning and the way
different, man. It was completely different.
It was real good.
The taste was a lot different.
Yeah, I agree. And it was something maybe because it was good because, you know, I'm used to eating the same thing I've been doing the same program for 2 years and I'm used to eating it. But, yeah, we sliced in that brisket. The moisture just, you know, when I slice in the brisket and I can see juice coming out of that flat, And it's cooked, you know, I'm like, this is money. And Jeff, he was still eating it when I was still putting it in the box. Like,
well, when I came by, he kept going, you need to be doing this. This is the best brisket. And really, Jim, it was really, really good brisket. And did you get a chance to get out to the other guys and try some of their briskets?
Yeah, I tried Junior's brisket, and it was good. It was different than what, you know, we're used to.
Right.
But, you know, nothing against, you know, his. It was a little different.
Yeah. I tried.
And then, you know, my burn ends, I did not. Normally, you know, down here, we go real sweet. And we did put a little sweet on there and a little kick. Even we put a little kick on the flat. And you even picked that up real quick, you know, that back end heat.
And it was really,
been, And I've
really
been doing
good.
That down here in the South, too. So I put a little bit of spice. And I've been putting a lot more spice. I used to be afraid to put spice in the FDA. You know, when I did KCBS, I put more. But I'm not afraid putting spice in there.
Well, there was some chicken because as I was getting around, I mean, I will say the guys let us try a bunch of different things, but there was a couple chickens that were super hot. I mean, to the point that if I were judging that, and I'm guessing Patty had a blast judging because there had to be so much difference out there, but if you had gotten that one chicken that I tried, it was so hot that it would really affect your palate for the next box that you'd be judging, you know? You didn't do much different, though, with your chicken, though. It looked the same.
No. I just added, I got a rub that has a little bit of, you know, it's got some heat in it, and I just maybe added just a little bit more of that, you know, backed off on the sweeter rub and just, you know, but balance out. I you know, chicken was same, you know, did the same rub, the same sauce, same thing with the ribs. I purposely overcooked the ribs a little bit. Just because, you know, that's what I think the general public, they were, to me, I wasn't happy with them just because they were dried out a little bit just because I overcooked them a little bit and, you know, they scored 9. So that was the purpose. We purposely did that. And the pork, I did pretty much the same profile, maybe took a little zing out of the, you know, made the sauce just a little sweeter.
A little sweeter?
Yeah.
Yes.
We took a little tang out of it.
Yeah, basically didn't make it sweeter,
okay.
Just took a little tang. Just took a little tang where it's, you know, and I've been playing around with that down here. There's certain parts of the, you know, southeast I go to, and I'll switch my pork sauce. I won't switch anything else but my pork sauce, just a little bit. And I can tell the difference. You know, where I struggled before, a good example was in Live Oak. I always struggle with pork. I mean, like mid to, you know, I think last year we got a 38th in pork out of probably 50-some teams. I'm like, and it's the same thing I cook, you know, when I'm south,
It's those northern judges. It's a little bit different.
Yeah. And then this year in Live Oak, I just took a little bit of that tang out of there, and we got first place pork. So I learned something there.
Yeah.
I'm just still, it seems like when I get out of certain areas, my pork doesn't seem to, you know, appeal to the judges. And I thought it was the same, you know, what I've been cooking, you know, the last year, and we thought the pork was phenomenal. Even Skinny's like, that's the best pork he's, you know. That's it. And then when they call, there's a perfect score. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking it's either me or Dana. That's what I'm thinking. So I knew it was pretty good. And it scored well. I think a lot of people, I think the top five pork calls came from the same table.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they were all pretty high score. So
wow.
That table liked some pork.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or that table, you know, produced some good pork. I don't know. I didn't try anybody's but mine, but I thought mine was really good. And I'm not complaining or anything. You know, over 12, we got, you know, I don't look at the place really. I look at where it scores, and it scored pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I did see a major difference in the guys' pork to our pork. They don't, you know, baby that money muscle the way we do. A lot of the guys don't cut away the surrounding and make bark all the way around it. So it was kind of interesting. I mean, they cook them intact, the majority of the guys. It was really funny, and I actually saw guys that never wrapped it. So, I mean, there's definitely some difference there. Hey, I wanted to ask you and Jeff, are you going to Laughlin?
Yes, we'll be in Laughlin.
So you're going to go out and stay a couple of weeks then in Vegas. How long are you planning to be out that way?
Too long.
2 years.
What do you say, Jeff?
2 years.
I don't know if my body could handle that, especially my baby. No, I'm actually going to be out there. I'm flying out. I'll be out there for almost probably a month.
Wow.
I'll be flying out the the last week in October, and I'll be coming back after the world. So my company has a facility out there. We're moving some equipment out there, so I'll be working out there and in between things. So it kind of worked out well. They wanted me to go out there in October, and I'm like, that's not going to happen because I got, you know, barbecues. And so I said, well, I'm going to be out there in November. Let's push it back. So I looked at it and like, all right. So it all worked out. You know, I don't have to, because originally I was going to fly out there, fly back.
Oh.
So I'll be out there till the week of Thanksgiving. I'll be coming back that. Well, no, the week before, I think. I'll
okay.
be out there probably 3.5 weeks.
So the big question is, are you going to miss any contest in Florida during
yes.
that period? Okay, how many contests
yes.
will you miss?
Probably, well, I haven't looked at the schedule. Probably two, possibly two. Yeah, I'll miss two.
Okay, so, and
but,
is Matt going to the world or lost?
Yes, him? Matt's going to the As far as I know, and yeah, I'm pretty sure, I know he's going to the world. I'm pretty sure he's going to Laughlin. I know Dana's going to both.
Him. Yeah, I knew he was. Yeah, I almost called him just to find out because I thought maybe he might take
yeah,
that
my,
into consideration.
My goal is, you know, I think we're getting there, you know, I'm going to chase, you know, the team. I don't want to be tied to that where I was, you know, the last 2 years. You know, if they're the contest or if I want to take a break or whatever, I want to do that. My goal when I first got into this, I wanted to try it one time. You know, the first year, you know,
You failed miserably the first year.
I failed miserably at the last, you know. I'm like, man, I can do this again. So that's why I just kept chugging away and you know, I just wanted to do it one time. And, you know, I was fortunate to do that. And if it happens, if it doesn't. I'm not gonna have my sights set on that 100%. What I want to do is, you know, I want to go out west. You know, me and Jeff. You know, we want to go out there and try, you know, bring Sweet Smoke out there and see how we can do. What I would like to do, and we're getting close to that, where we have equipment on the West Coast. You know,
yeah.
we just got the drums out there. We just got a pellet cooker shipped out there last week. Thanks to Doug Driscoll from Just Grilling. You know, he helped us out with a Louisiana pellet cooker. You know,
nice.
So we got one of those out there. So we'll have pretty much the same things we're cooking on here in Florida. And eventually, I'd like to get something up in the Midwest, in the East somewhere. That's my plan. Well, you know, when will it happen? I don't know. You know, the next year I might, you know, give this barbecue thing up. I don't know. I just.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Now,
I need a vacation. I need a real vacation. That's what
it's
I want.
Kind of funny.
You're coming to Vegas for a month, man. There's your real vacation.
No,
you'll
have to come home to dry out.
Yeah, and we're going to cook against each other in Laughlin.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, because I just realized in a couple of years my daughter is going to need a new car, so I'm just going to wear a Camaro in Laughlin.
Yeah, no kidding.
But then again, I was thinking, you know, if I win grand and Jim takes reserve, talk about the shit storm that'll happen then. And then it's like, I'm just gonna kick cook with Jim. It's not worth it.
Oh, okay, because you really don't want to get all mad at you. Do you think you'll have one of the juice boxes out in Vegas? Do you think it'll make it?
At this point. Yeah, I mean, that's what my goal was, and I don't know if I was telling you or whoever on Dale's show that I actually had somebody contact me.
Yeah.
On the way to the airport, they want, you know, they're going out for the world. They're a team from Virginia. They wanted to see if my new cooker was going to be available. And I'm like, well, if I have one, it'll be mine. You know, I won't have a second one. But right now, I honestly, with my schedule, I don't see it happening. I mean, I'd like to. But I don't see it happening. But we'll see. I just want to, you know, I want to do some test cooks on it. And, you know, I really haven't worked on it in the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It's just, you know, I got too many irons in the fire right now. And that's low priority.
Right. Well, with your business actually having a sister place out there. Do you see you guys doing maybe some KCBS out that way, or are you thinking about competing in the Texas area?
No, I think, you know, the KCBS, you know, I think that's what, you know, our goal, you know, we'd like to do. And, you know, talking with Jeff, and, you know, he's looking at certain contests, and
yep.
we just want to move out, you know, move away from, you know, do different types of different areas, different, you know, where, you know, we had a really good showing in New Mexico. Well, let's go to, you know, Washington or wherever
right.
that is and see how we can do. But,
you know, that was something that Mo said that was kind of interesting. He doesn't do a lot of repeat contests unless he really, really likes them.
Right.
And then that
and
way
I didn't
he
hear
does
him
a,
say that.
Yeah, he does a bunch of new contests every year. So that's kind of cool, too, because if, well, I don't know, you can only have so much fun, and I think we kind of were pushing the limits of fun at this contest with everybody.
We're going to outdo that here in Laughlin and at the World for sure.
Well, I'm sure there won't be any trouble with you guys having a good time out there whatsoever.
No,
now,
never.
Now, so you're going to do Laughlin and you're going to do the Worlds, but while you're there, there's going to be a couple other contests in the area. Are you going to try and hit those?
I haven't looked at the schedule. Have you, Jeff?
I just looked. There's one in Bullhead, Arizona, which is right across the river from Laughlin, but that's 2 weeks before. 2 or 3 weeks before Laughlin, so, you know.
Oh, I was thinking, I thought it was
might,
a week before.
I might, no, I think it's two.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think I might do that one. My buddy who helped me in Vegas, he's got the bug big time now.
We're growing the sport.
Yeah, turn-ins were Sunday on that one, and Monday he ordered a smoker. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, he was just amazed. And the funny thing, Jim keeps talking about sweet smoking those products on the West. You know, even in Vegas, those are all West Coast teams. And everybody was coming up to me saying, oh, you guys, you're here. And, you know, that's when it all started. Again, it's like, no, I'm not Jim. You know, I'm Jeff. Yes, yes, I'm sweet smoke. I've used his products. And they just kept raving about it and stuff. And, oh, this stuff's awesome. And I had so many sample bottles, and of course those went quick. And but it's just funny how people come up and I love this stuff. And I got to get my own banner that says, you know, real big brother of, and we're gonna have to shrink that sweet smoke queue a little bit so
to the smaller size.
Yeah, right. So but no, it was really cool.
Yeah, well, you
and
did
then,
a great job.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, even when I got a 10th call in ribs, Ronnie Cates, the promoter, he said, and that's a rookie team. And I was just, I jumped out of my chair, probably 10 feet, because I knew the ribs were good. I was thinking 20th to 15. They called 20 there. So once they got past 15,
oh,
I was
right.
Like, damn. And I was like, man, I was like, they were a little, they should have been a little more snappier, of course, for KCBS. But I was like, oh. Here we go, and then they called that 10th, and I was freaking through the clouds. So,
now, and they pay money to 20, don't they?
Yes. They pay top 20 in category and then top 10 overall.
That's a good thing about, you know, Ronnie Cates' contest. He you know, he pays down to 20, which is real nice.
Yeah.
Well, we've got another caller coming in, and I'm going to leave you guys on at the same time because it is...
Leapy Steve?
It is. No, it's perfect score. Dana L. Hillis. How are you, Dana?
Big Papa.
How's everybody doing?
Congrats, buddy. Thanks, man. Thanks. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. How are you, Big Papa?
Hey, you're going to love this. I'm in the casino. I had 5 minutes to kill to call into the radio show, and I went and played a little number 17 on roulette table and won like $500 in 5 minutes.
Oh!
Nice.
Congrats.
The
well,
mojo's still working.
Yeah, that's what, I don't know if you heard me talking about, Skinny and Patty, they stopped in Biloxi, and I told them, I said, hopefully you keep the good mojo going. So they asked me a couple numbers what on the roulette, and they put I don't know, something down, and they won like $700, so just on one spin. So they're all happy. The mojo's still going.
I bet I know that number.
Yeah.
Well, Dana, you got your perfect score. That was amazing. I'm sure you guys were going through the roof over that.
Absolutely. You know, to go to New Mexico and meet Mark Bateman and just be a part of the FDA coming out west, it was awesome. And then to do well and come home with some money, just it's hard to put all that in words, man. That's super cool.
Yeah, and you won the prize for coming the longest distance. You actually won by a couple hundred miles, didn't you?
I'm not sure who was second. It's probably another Florida boy, I'd imagine. Probably old Skinny.
Yeah. Yeah, probably was, actually. Yeah, because I think he's a little bit farther out than Steve.
Yeah, he was. I think he traveled. I think he traveled 1,640. What's that?
1640. It was 1640.
Wow.
And Danny, you travel what, 17 something?
About 1750, 1748, something like that. I tell you what, I spent about 600 in fuel getting out there, and it'd be 600 going home. So, getting a little sack of money to help cover that's awesome.
Yeah.
You did get a couple sacks of money. And you're going to go straight to the Lake City contest. Is that your plan?
Yeah, we're still in Biloxi. Tried to hook up with Skinny, but he left out about 4 this morning. He wouldn't answer his phone last night because I knew he was coming to Biloxi. And we pulled into the Golden Nugget last night and had a bite to eat and donated a little bit of the black gold money last night, but we got it all back today.
Wow, that's great. I'm sure Janet's having a great time there.
Dan Papa Larry had never been west of Panama City. Now he's been through Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi, and into New Mexico, and he has had, hearing him describe it on the phone, talking to his friends and his wife about the good time he's had, made the whole trip worthwhile. If we'd have won nothing, it's still been worthwhile.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I agree.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Yeah, don't you think this is one of the more fun contests that we've actually been to?
You can't take anything away from a lot of the other contests that have been around for years, but what Mark did and, the adventure of getting out there and meeting all the Texans with the big mustaches and the Junior Urias and the cool Ruben Rentier, the guys we got to meet the good things out of this contest just keep going on and on and on. And a lot of them guys got to meet some Florida boys that they realize are good people and we're all part of this big barbecue family, and we're just on cloud nine from the results and proud of Jim for doing so well. And Steve, what about the road warrior? He drives all the way out there, gets about an hour of sleep the whole weekend, turns around, drives home.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
Hurts his knee, is hobbling wrong, and still, I think the top 10, eighth place overall.
Eight,
so, yeah.
Eight.
Well, all
hat,
I can say
it was the hat. It was the hat.
Everybody has to quit giving Steve any more tips or any more help or any more schooling because he's going to be whooping all our butts here real soon.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's prolong that, Jim, so we keep some of our money.
I agree, man.
No, it was a great. It was great to see you guys do so well. That's for sure.
Hey,
Lori, can I thank
somebody?
What's that?
I was going to say I got to say something real quick. I picked up an awesome sponsor while I was in Hobbs for Brother of Sweet Smoke Q, by the way. Not only am I sponsored by Sweet Smoke Q, I am now sponsored by Big Papa's Country Kitchen's Rubs.
Well,
and sauces. I just didn't get you none yet.
So it was worth the trip for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Dean. I had to throw that in there.
Okay, man.
No, actually, there was quite a bit of interest in both of your sauces and rubs, being there. I mean, obviously, I saw Jim giving away several samples, and I know you were selling them.
No, that's the other Jay, Jeff.
Oh, you mean Jeff was giving it away?
Yeah, I didn't sell a thing out there, but Jeff did give away a lot. But he's got a plan. He's got a plan. He says.
Yes. Yes.
What do you think?
Exactly. You get it. The first hit's free. After that, it's all money.
But no, I honestly, the sales of the juice and my product in the last few days have been, you know, I can see the jump. So that's a good thing. Jeff knows what he's doing in the sales department.
Okay, and while we've got you, you do want to offer, you're going to continue that special on the Sweet Smoke Q. You want to give that to right now?
Yeah, we're going to do anything on my website. If you go at the checkout, there's a discount or there's discount coupon code. I think it was BSPN.
Yep.
All capitals. BSPN, all capitals. And that goes till Friday at midnight. So if you want to take that advantage to go try the new beef juice, which, you know, there was several Texas teams that just tried it out of the bottle, and they said it was amazing. And there's people like, can I get a sponsorship from you? You know, I sponsor a few teams out there in Texas, and I've, you know, given them, you know, the beef juice, and it's been, you know, great reviews, great flavor, and they're happy with it. And that makes me feel really good, because, you know, going into, you know, Texas and that part of the country, beef, you know, I feel like I did something good.
To break into the beef boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Dana, you know, I don't know that we actually said the other day when we were interviewing you, because we were cracking up about something, but did we tell people how to get a hold of your products? Because you actually have a few more items I didn't realize you had. How can somebody get products from you?
Ours is real easy. Just go to our website, which is BigPapasCountryKitchen.com, and we have a store, and it shows all our different things that we have for sale. And if there's any issues or someone has a hard time finding it there, just text me, email me, call me. Doesn't matter. Anybody needs anything, I'm easy to get a hold of. Emails,
easy to get
magazines. But our website's simple. It's BigPapasCountryKitchen.com.
Okay. Yeah, because we didn't want to, and I think we missed that. I don't know if we did for sure. I know that Daryl's working on putting all your clips together so that you have a little more condensed interview and visitation to your place. That had to been a blast with your father-in-law not being outside of Panama City. That's great, because it seemed like he was having fun.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot to rock his world, but, man, his jaws are tired from laughing. We've had him laughing the whole time, and he's wandered around the casinos here in Biloxi, but we can't let his wife know.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad she doesn't listen to the blog, and we told him, he got little membership cards. We said, you're going to have to destroy those and make sure there's no receipts from any casinos left in your pocket so you don't get caught with that.
Wow.
Destroy
well,
all evidence.
Yeah,
you
got to
destroy all the evidence. And Janet had him when he filled out any paperwork for any of the little cards, membership cards, that the address was our house. So him on Nanny won't find out that Papa Larry's been off.
Wow. When are you guys, how long are you guys staying?
Yeah, we're leaving in the morning. We're going to Damon's. I'm going to help Damon out with a couple things. Anything he needs, and I'm going to hang out there tomorrow night and work on the trailer a bit and roll into Lake City on Thursday. And then we'll cook that contest, and we'll actually get home on Sunday. And I think besides three or four big caterings next week, we can take it easy for a day.
Oh, and then what do you have coming up after that?
Just a few more contests. Well, we do have some big catering events coming up next weekend. We're doing a thing at JetBlue Park. We're working real hard on gathering up Chef Boyardee microwavable cans, if anybody wants to help us out. I issued a throw down the road. He won the championship of collecting the most cans for kids in Lakeland, and we're going to try and beat him this year. If you can beat Rob at anything, then you've done something. So we're going to try and beat him in his own backyard. Anybody that can come up with any Chef Boyardee cans, call me. I'll buy them, ship them to me, tell me how many you want me to buy, Janet will go get them. We can get them from a store in town. They're for 70 cents a can. So a lot of people have sent us checks, and we're picking up a lot of Chef Boyardee. I don't know how I'm going to haul it all up there.
Wow,
that's
great.
That's for the Lakeland's Kids Pack. And yeah, anybody that doesn't know what the Kids Pack deal is, they're sending little packs of food, little backpacks home to kids that are coming into school on Monday hungry because they don't have any food at home. Somebody mentioned a story about a grandma and the little boy got to eat because he took some food home and grandma didn't have anything to eat. So, you know, if we can all pitch in 70 cents a piece and throw in some cans and help out a great charity, man, that's what makes the world go around, helping the people that need it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I know Rob did such a great job last year. Actually, everybody did a really good job. He just happened to do an exceptional job because they did collect an awful lot of food last year.
Well, to tell the truth, it's not really a who benefits from this thing is you know, if Rob gets 1,000 or two cans and we get 1,000 or two cans, we're gonna feed some children, and that's just awesome. What a great program. Jared kind of put this thing together, Jared and Chad, and we're glad to help out.
Well, you know, that was one of the charities there in Hobbs also was a kid pack type thing that was where the bounce houses were. That's what that money was going to in Hobbs for the same.
Yeah, I got to meet the lady that runs that program out there, and she was just fascinated that we, you know, everybody was there and things were being generated to give to her charity. She was a nice, nice person, and she had a smile on her face the whole time just because she knew we were helping some kids.
Yeah, she was a little on the shy side because she really didn't want to talk on camera or anything about it, but, yeah, definitely did some good work there for whatever they were able to collect. And also, I think all the Florida guys gave their meat to charity. Were you guys involved with that? I know Jim was.
Yeah, we actually, I had a problem with some pork butts when I got out there. I think we cooked 7 pork butts just because we went and got some and we were looking for some different ones. So we actually cooked 7 pork butts. And,
oh my gosh.
You know, we only use a little bit for the box. So we give 3 big full pans to the charity. And then all our ribs, everything, all the brisket, everything. So we just did that all. And they were just, when they came over there and it's like, okay, we got like 4 big cans of meat for you guys. They were like, wow. So,
yeah,
it's like, this is all yours. So it was kind of neat that we could do that.
Well, and, you know, Dana, you giving the pans, you gave some food to the volunteers and the workers. They actually got to taste that Perfect Score pork, and I was in the back there because they were all asking different questions and stuff. They were so excited that anybody thought to do that for them. So that was extremely nice.
Yeah, it was we got to meet a lot of people that were the volunteers, and we wanted to give a little bite to everybody. And we said, well, what we'll do is we'll pack some up and give it to all the volunteers. And then we had extra brisket, and we cooked 4 pork butts, and we used like 3/4 of a butt maybe to build a box or half a butt. So, yeah, we had all that to give to them. And, you know, they said don't worry about chopping up or anything, but we sliced up our briskets, and we chopped up all the pork for them, make it easy on them. And, it makes you feel good when you can help charities and help people, and that's just what we're all about. So I'm generalizing the whole FBA, all our guys, all our people, they do everything. You know, any event we go to, we're helping some kind of charity, and I think that's a big part of why everybody's so hooked on this sport.
Yes.
You're right. Spreading the FBA love out there, that's for sure.
Well, you ain't kidding.
Now, are you going to Laughlin, Dana?
Yes, we are. We're flying to Laughlin, doing that contest, flying home, taking care of some business, and then flying back for the World Food Championship. So
you're doing what Jim was talking about originally doing, and you're actually going to pull that off then?
We did it last year, but we stayed out there for like 10 – we were out there like 14 days last year, and that's just too much time in Las Vegas.
I'm bad company, Dana? What the heck?
Oh, I love Jeff Elser, but I can't keep up with Jeff Elser for 14 nights.
Well, Dana, I don't know if you heard, but I'm flying out. I'll be out there for almost probably close to 4 weeks.
Yeah, we'll have to put you in rehab when we get you home.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
Rehab's for quitters.
Well, I did see that they were looking for the recipe of the pink drink on the Internet tonight. So I do think you should take a picture and do an official recipe card of that. Jim.
Yeah, I did see that. So I have to do that. Because
and then you can
everybody,
post it everywhere.
Well, the thing is, which a lot of people didn't know, and I didn't know until later on Saturday. I go, and Jeff was the bartender, he said we were running out of lemonade, so he replaced the lemonade with vodka, so he was making them a little stronger than they normally are, and they're a strong drink.
I thought they looked a little light pink.
They were light, yeah. They were faded pink, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it was all good. I think a lot of people were hurting on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I got a private message today from Forrest Guest that said there would be no more pink drinks allowed for him.
Well, we're all rolling into Lake City this weekend, and Tom said, I heard there's over 50 teams there.
Good.
So, we go off to Texas, and we face all these tough Texas boys and New Mexico boys. Now we come back to Florida, and we got to face the likes of B&T and Bud Meister and all these boys, Damon Woolley and
That's not
going to
be an easy contest.
Yeah, you go out to New Mexico and get perfect score pork and come back and hope you're in the top 10 in Florida.
Well, it'll be a good contest. It always is handled really well.
Yeah, Lake City's a lot of fun. I've been going to Lake City since I started cooking. I think it's been about the ninth year that we've cooked in Lake City for a contest.
Are they going to do the training class beforehand like they've done before?
You have to check with Thomas. I've been out of the loop. I haven't seen anything on Facebook or on the Internet or anything about that. But I imagine they usually do something pretty cool. Thomas usually in charge of it. I know Thomas's mom's not doing real well, and I don't know if that's taking up some of his time. But we all need to throw a prayer out there for Thomas's mom, who happens to cook the best banana pudding pie I've ever eaten in my life.
Well, our thoughts and prayers will go out to her. And listen, guys, I know Dana. I'm really happy that you could spend a couple minutes, especially since I know you're in the casino. Appreciate you being with us. Congratulations on your reserve grand champion and your perfect score. And Jim, of course, always excited to see you take another grand champion. And you guys start out the FBA season ahead of Matt, so poor Matt is behind.
I think there's an Oklahoma team in second place.
What's that?
The Oklahoma team's in second place in team of year points.
Yeah, I'm in third. You're in first, and then Sneaky Matt will get back up in there.
You can't count Matt out. Lori, no. Love you, doll.
All right, honey. You guys be careful.
Jim,
we'll
Jeff,
see you this weekend.
We'll see you on Thursday, brother.
All right, love y'all.
All right, take care. All right, and Jim, we'll see you this weekend. Good luck to you. Be careful going out there.
Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, I just heard a bunch of beeping. I'll be there unless I, want to take a vacation this weekend. But my trailer's up there, so I'm gonna have to go get it anyway. So I might as well cook a contest up there.
All right, we'll see you this weekend. Good luck.
Jeff, you gonna fly in?
Jeff, he's off.
He's off? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he got lost, but he's been off a couple minutes.
Okay.
Okay? Is he coming in?
All right.
Wait, is Jeff coming? Is Jeff coming to the contest?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I need a little bit of break.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, we'll see you this weekend. Congratulations and good luck.
All right, thanks, Lori.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to our next guest, and that is Sheila. Are you there, Sheila?
I am, Lori.
Well, thank you so much for being here. We've got Sheila with us, and she was the head rep for the contest this weekend, and congratulations on doing such a great job. You guys were awesome.
Well, thanks. Couldn't have done it without the whole group that were with us, and of course, Mark had an excellent volunteer crew that just stepped right in and helped as well. So could have asked for a better group.
Yeah, and, I'd like you to just kind of chat briefly because, we've maybe had 12, was it that many, certified judges or reps out there total?
Well, we had two Florida Barbecue Association. We had four reps out there, right, and we had two FBA judges and one KCBS judge who helped a lot. So, you know, it was just, and then all the rest were local people, and they did a fantastic job.
Yeah. You know, in putting all that together, other than you had to actually get some of the things that you need to do the office work, what does it really take to do a contest that far away besides the volunteers on the other end?
Well, it takes a lot of coordination. I was lucky that some of our teams were going there so I could see, send some of my big equipment with them. Then I had a big suitcase with all my other things that I needed. There were just some pieces to it that you just can't get at the office supply, you know, our judges' cards and cover sheets and things like that. So just kind of have to plan ahead. And even though I sent out a box of judges' cards, I still pack some in my suitcase just because I'm always worried something's going to happen. So I just wanted to be prepared any way I needed to be. So.
Yeah. And you, so you sent some stuff out in Jim's trailer. And, I mean, pretty much you had everything else you needed right there at the facility, didn't you?
Well, like I said, we, you know, we have to have our own equipment, you know, our computers and printers and our trays and that and office supplies, as you called it, pretty much is what you have. But then, of course, you have a facility where you can go in and have an area that's private where you can do your scoring. And we, you know, that was a big civic center, so we had plenty of room for all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there any major glitches? I mean, somebody specifically asked that earlier. Was there any major glitches that we didn't see behind the scenes that you can share?
Well, no, I think this, for once, you know, I was apprehensive because that's a long way from home and lots of things can happen. But, you know, it was just a little bit different. We had long days, but we wanted to be able to allow all the teams to get there so they could have the cook team meeting and everybody kind of be on the same footing. And so it just made for long days, but pretty much everything went smoothly. You know, we had a couple of things. You know, we had a disqualification, and we had someone who didn't make the turn-in time, and those are always sad situations for me because I take it to heart. I hate to have to go out and take boxes back, and I hate that I can't, you know, when someone's late, you know, just say, oh, it's okay. But we have rules, and we have to follow them. And for me, that's really hard because, you know, I've cooked with cook teams, and I know what goes all into it. And I, you know, I wish, you know, in my his side saying, I wish I could say, oh, yeah, it's okay. Just put it here. It's okay. But because it is a sanctioned contest and they do have rules, we have to do that. So, unfortunately, those things do happen.
And, you know, I don't think you really ever get a bad publicity over making those hard decisions because, you know, it's what we expect of you, and it is a hard decision to make. And I know that the teams feel confident in our reps and our judges because of things like that. We don't wonder if you're sitting in the background going, yeah, just let them come in, because, unfortunately, that is what that clock's all about. So, you know, I know you hated to do it, but it is what the hard decisions are. That's why they pay you the big bucks, Sheila.
Oh, yeah, real big bucks.
What's that?
If I had to break it down for this weekend, it wouldn't really come out to, you know, 25 cent maybe an hour. But I'm just saying it's like I personally, I mean, I have a regular job. So for me, FBA, you have to kind of have love for it because it's like you're not out there. You don't make the big bucks, as you laughingly said. It's hard work, and people don't really realize what's all in the back. And I take it very, you know, very to heart. And I'm just want everything to run smoothly so that, you know, the FBA looks good and the organizer looks good and that the teams feel confident that, you know, no matter what contest they go in, if I'm the lead rep, that it's going to be ran the way it should be and that, you know, there will be glitches and there will be headaches. But, you know, whenever, like you said, on the outside, nobody knows what's going on. You just kind of deal.
Yeah. And Frank was with you. Your husband was out there. And then you had the Brums with you for your reps. I thought two master judges came at the last minute. I don't know them, but I saw their shirts.
The Welches came, they were very helpful. They did some double duty, so they were table captains, so I knew that they helped us in a lot of ways because they had experience. So
right.
I tried to put them in a position because, and we had a lot of local people, and, you know, a lot of them, they were kind of funny when you said, do you want a table captain? They were going like, oh. In fact, I had one judge that he was kind of funny. He goes, I said, you know, we have you down to table captain. Is that okay? And he goes, do I get to eat meat? I said, yeah, you get to eat meat. So it was just kind of funny. I said, in fact, you get meat that's not bitten. So how about that?
Oh, yeah.
So
he knew the IDCA way. Yeah. And you had Angela and you had Patty. Who else was in there? You had Bud Alexander from...
Bud Alexander was a big help. And in fact, I don't know if he would want me to say it, but when it was all over, he was really torn. You know, he wanted to help Mark and volunteer, and then he wanted that. And I finally just said, well, you're assigned, so you're going to table captain and help us out. And he said, okay. And then at the end of the contest, he took me aside, and he said, I just want to say one thing. I like the way the FBA does it. So, you know, to me, that was like a big deal.
Yeah, well, you know, his son and daughter, they actually took the judging class to just kind of get a refresher. They're KCBS judges, and they took the judging class just to get a refresher and to see a little bit of difference between the FBA and the KCBS. So that was kind of cool that they took time, and they were cooking. They had no intentions of judging. You know, they were cooking, so... Bud is definitely a sport model individual, as most of those guys were out there. What will it take now? Because, you know, we've got Mark's going to come on. He's actually the next guest, but I know that everybody's already talking about another contest out there. Will we actually sanction or certify judges for next year?
Well, when I got back, I talked with Tony about it, and that's something that hopefully that's what they would like to do if they go back out there. So, you know, that's really something that's up to them. I just go where they send me. But I did talk with him about it, and that is something that we were discussing, that they would like to have a real judging class and have sanctioned judges. And I think you'll find that everyone seemed to have a great time. Something that they would love to do again, and had no complaints from anybody. I walked out through when I had time, because it was like you're trying to enter the scores in between, but I tried to take time and go out and talk to each of the tables, and after that they have some good barbecue where they enjoy in themselves, because that's what it's about, and
right.
Everyone was, you know, very adamant, yes, it's great, it was wonderful, and, you know, we want to do this again, and that sort of stuff, that always makes you feel really good. I think that the people we met were very receptive and just really, really good. I could have asked for a better group.
Well, you did an amazing job, and there was definitely a lot of high energy. They were excited to be there. And ironically, from talking to them and seeing the different boxes and stuff, you know, it's amazing that they did probably score much like would have happened in Florida when you look at the outcome in a lot of senses. So they took to heart everything that was being told to them as judges, so that was great.
Well, today, yesterday and today, I've had a few calls wanting to know the remarks off their cards, and I called two of the teams back tonight and talked with them, I told them, I said, you know, we're so glad that you decided to, you know, cook in the event, and they were all very excited and said, yeah, you know, I'd do it again, and it was that sort of thing. So that's always good to hear, even though, you know, they're calling, because the only time they ever call me is for a low score and
right.
to get the feedback, but yet they were still excited to experience it again. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, thank you so much for being with us. I know I kind of caught you off guard, and you're tired and recuperating just like everybody else. So I really appreciate it. And again, you guys did such a great job out there, and the teams do realize what work the reps put into it, and we appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Lori.
All right, you take care. We'll see you. Are we going to see you in Lake City?
No, I'm on my way up north to see my kids.
All right, well, you have a blast, and you be careful, okay?
All right, girl. Good night.
All right, take care. Okay, so that's one of the FBA reps, actually the lead rep for the contest this week, and we really appreciate what they've done. Let me go right here to, I think this is Mark. Mark, is this you?
Hello, Miss Lori. How are you this evening?
I am lovely. How are you? I felt like I should have called you yesterday just to, because I missed you already.
Well, we sure had a ball hosting this event. All you folks from Florida and, you know, all the teams spread out through Texas and Oklahoma, and Big Mo's always a hit. And, you know, our northern New Mexico buddies, I think everybody just had a ball. You know, you just let Miss Jones go, so I'll talk a little bit about the judging from the folks locally that ended up judging. We've got some of them now that are wanting to build barbecue rigs, and then we have others, okay? We have others that are wanting to travel, you know, with me and some other local teams so they can judge at other events. And,
oh, nice.
You know, I'll be real honest with you, all in all, the judging room, the people that were in that judging room, the feedback from them is we'll do whatever it takes, make sure we get a spot next year. So, you know, as we travel down the road toward next year, first of all, you need to know we're fixing to take about 6 weeks off. We're going to come back together as a group November 1st and start working toward next year.
Well, that's amazing, and I'm so glad to hear that. I don't know if you heard Sheila and I talking, but, you know, the judge room was really high energy. We got some great shots. They seem to be having a great time. And, you know, so really glad to hear what your ending is. Now, as a group, afterwards, did you guys already give yourselves feedback, or have you not done that yet? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, what we're going to do, okay, is as a, you know, a corporation, you have to you know, you have to have an official vote and elect members and you know, all of that once a year. And so we've set the first week of November for that. And as far as feedback we've been getting from the cooking teams, you know, it's been positive. I visited with the two boys that were DQ'd. One of them was because his chicken wasn't done, and he fully understood it. The young man that missed the turn-in time, I rolled up there about 3 minutes after turn-in time. I said, man, what happened? You didn't get your pork in. And he got confused on the turn-in times of steak versus pork. And so he thought he had a half-hour window. He just had a brain cramp. And he said, well, do you think I can turn it in? I didn't think so. I said, but I'll run you up there and make them tell you no. And, you know, Miss Jones done the right thing. She said, I'm sorry, you're 3.5 minutes late. And he said, no problem, ma'am, I understand. And, you know, that's what you get when you have a few new teams. You know, you're going to have a hiccup like that. And, you know, he couldn't have been nicer about it. And Miss Jones done the right thing.
I fully
supported that and made sure she knew I did.
You
can't have a contest with rules if you're not going to follow the rules.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys took on quite a bit of things. I mean, I hope that your charities, can you give us any kind of report from
let's back up a little bit. Let's first talk about Friday night's special queue. Of course, the kids had a ball, and you know, folks that do Facebook can see the picture of the kids and the cooks. And the feedback from the cooks was that, Gordo in particular, he said that was the best trophy he got. And Gordo finished fifth. I mean, you know, he had some money bags and he had some drill bits. And, you know, yourself, you commented on how much you enjoyed that. And, we're hoping that, you know, maybe that'll expand nationwide. Today I dropped off a photograph of that with the Hobbs School District in the Special Needs Department. And, you know, those folks were in tears. They were just elated at how well that went. Then you move on to the next charities that my buddy Tom Pierce picked out. The local Head Start should be receiving a check in the next few days for $5,000.
Wow.
In the next few days, Teen Court should be receiving a check for $5,000. In the state cook-off, the numbers aren't quite in, but I think they'll probably receive somewhere around $3,000.
Wow.
Even though we fought weather, you know, off and on all weekend, the jumpers over there, they raised $305 for our version of the backpack program, which
nice.
we call WHI Weekend Hunger Initiative.
Right.
So all in all, the charity's done well. The food houses done amazing, okay, just like your Florida boys was talking about. Not only did most teams, cook the brisket that was required of in their entry fee, most of them turned in the extra meat, so they came out real well. And we also had about 50 steaks or so that we didn't pass out for the steak cook-off, and we distributed those to them as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
So like I say, all in all, from the community of Hobbs, we had a blast hosting it. The FBA done a spectacular job from some of these cooks' standpoint. I talked to a guy today that, you know, he was just tickled to death that in one category, by getting a scorecard in one category, he realized that he beat somebody that had been on TV. Okay? He didn't walk in any category. Okay? He didn't get no drill bid. He didn't get no money bags. Okay? But that scorecard, he said, I think I'll frame it. He said, because, it tells me that I can be competitive with those top guys. And, the boy in the big white rig, that was his first contest.
They
and
did well.
His quote Sunday morning was, he said, Mark, we rolled in here. He said, and we felt like we were at a Super Bowl of barbecue cook-offs. He said, all the big names and, he said, all the fine equipment and all that. And he said, we felt like we were spectators sitting in the stands and the field goal kickers got hurt and they asked us to come in and kick the field goal. He said, we had a ball. And he said, we're just astounded at how well we did. And, I had one cook today, and he said, FBA, it's not surprising, that them Florida boys with that Florida profile won. I said, what are you talking about? They know that Florida profile. And I said, I'm sure them boys know that Florida profile well. I said, but do you realize that we only had two people in the room tasting food from Florida? Everybody else was local.
Yeah.
He said, oh, really? And I said, yeah. And the way we created the energy, okay, in the judging room and the seriousness that those people took, Ms. Lord, okay, is when we put out, okay, that we needed judges, okay, we put it out in such a way, okay, that, yeah, we want judges, okay, but then we will get back to you to let you know if you're going to be a judge, okay, because we felt like from the get-go, okay, that it was important, okay, that those people sent through that to our class, okay, and they take the training serious, and I believe they did, and I believe
yeah.
if we take it to the next level of certification, that those people will not have a bit of problem, okay, figuring out how to be a certification and pay for it and become certified judges. I would suspect 90% of them that actually judged in this contest would be willing to become certified judges.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, and I think they did a great job, and, you know, they obviously listened to what, that's what we were talking about earlier, they obviously listened to what they were told, so good for them. And I, you know, I was surprised, there were more Hobbs guys there than I realized. I mean, you had like three or four teams. I thought there was only like one or two.
Well, we had teams that entered, okay, that's just like we mentioned Gaines County Cookers, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gaines County Cookers, they entered because they knew Tom Pierce and they wanted to support the
right.
event. Okay, they had never been in a cook-off before in their life.
Yeah, well, I think Charlie had a pretty good time.
Yeah, they had a big time. In fact, we were kicking it around Sunday morning. You know, well, Charlie, what do you think? Is there anything you think we could do better? And he said, I wouldn't change nothing. And one of my good volunteers, John Chila, was standing there, and John said, well, maybe instead of the Hummer limo bringing the money in, maybe next year we could do a helicopter.
Oh.
and old Charlie says, well, that shouldn't be a problem. I know a guy's got a helicopter. And John said, well, for free. And he said, yeah, I can squeeze that out of him. So, that's just the talk. But yeah, Charlie and them had a ball. Another team that, you know, of course, Tom's son and a couple of buddies of his entered.
Yep.
And, you know, they didn't do bad, okay, for never having been in the contest. You know, they were real proud of their rib category. You know, they beat a couple of big-name guys in ribs. And, you know, he was excited about it. And I'm going to tell you what, you know, at that award ceremony, I introduced Tom's family, and, you know, they stood up. And quite frankly, it's hard for me to talk about even tonight, but that room rose to their feet and gave that family an ovation.
Yeah.
And that was quite special, you know, for me and many people that were involved in that contest, for all those cooks to pay honor to his family. It meant quite a bit.
Well, you know, I got an opportunity to interview him actually twice. I grabbed him during a turn-in, but I got to interview him out at the tent. And, you know, it's a shame that we're brought together as a result of him starting it and then passing away. But I think he knew, we were talking about just what respect the community had for Tom to continue on. I mean, obviously at your leadership and everything else, but to continue on, and it definitely pays respect to him as an individual. So as hard as it is to lose your family, they were very happy about that. So you guys have a lot to be proud of the whole event.
Well, we're, you know, Miss Laura, we are. We're extremely proud of it. And I'm going to tell you what, it was a total team effort. You know, now I'd been the only barbecue cook, and what we tried to do was run our event, okay, from a barbecue cook's perspective.
Right.
What can we do to make it convenient for the cook? I mean, we're a long way from anybody, as you well know, okay? and you know, quite frankly, what can we do to spoil the cook and lay the red carpet out? And I'm going to be real honest with you. Having about 48 hours to think about next year and think about how can we top this, quite frankly, I think we've got a huge challenge in front of
mm-hmm.
us as far as spoiling the cooks. I mean, you know, we've done the free house thing. We, you know, the guys that were a long way from turn in, we provided golf cart rides. We've done everything that I possibly could think of, okay, along with the help from the volunteers to make it happen. I don't really know what we can do to top that, but we will be thinking on it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being with us, and thanks for a great event. Obviously, you could see by Facebook probably one of the most photographed contests in a long time, but it was certainly a pleasure to be there with you, and I know everybody enjoyed it.
Well, Ms. Lori, it was certainly a pleasure to get to meet you and spend some time with you and, you know, bounce around the Hobbs and show you a few things and eat Mexican food and swap stories. And I'm going to tell you what, the pink drink, okay, the old pink drink, I got news for you. That's a hit out here in southeast New Mexico, West Texas. In fact, there was a few boys today talking about, you know, wonder how we can come up with them pink drinks. I was talking to that boy today. You know, it's funny. Everybody, the Florida boys you had on earlier there was talking about Las Vegas. My plane leaves 6:15 Thursday morning for Vegas, and I was curious whether or not I'm going to be able to get a pink drink out there in Vegas. I guess I'll have to call Jeff while I'm out there.
Well, you make sure. I think he probably has your number, and I know he's listening, so I'll just put it out there for Jeff to give you a call and maybe get a pink drink.
Yeah, well, it was sure a pleasure meeting you, and it's been a pleasure. We thank you all for all you've done for us. I mean, the Barbecue Superstars team, you and Daryl, while y'all were out here, you know, you interacted great with the cooks, which you always do, and you know, you brought our community back to Florida and across the nation. You know, you gave them a taste of Hobbs America as it exists, and
yeah.
We couldn't be more proud of you know, y'all's efforts as well.
Well, we sure enjoyed it, and thank you, and you keep us posted on what's going to happen for next year, because we'll sure be ready to talk about it again.
All right. Well, you have a great evening, ma'am.
Okay, you too. All right, thanks, Mark. All right, guys, that's Mark Bateman, the one and only who hosted the contest in Hobbs this weekend. And I'm going to go to the next guest, and I'm hoping this is Steve. Is this you? 302?
Me.
Yay,
yep.
I thought it was. I think the other one's Sandy. She's called.
It is. I was going to say Sandy's on there, too. I didn't know if you were going to go to her first or not.
Oh, should I go to her?
Oh.
No, I knew. I know where she's at. Hey, so we've got Steve Smith with us smoking or blazing seven. Actually, you were smoking blazing sevens there. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How about you?
Well, I'm good. How's your knee?
It's still hurting, and... sorry, I'm driving. Imagine that.
Yeah.
yeah,
really.
But, you know, it's still hurting. It's not getting any better yet. I haven't been able to take my take any medicine yet. So kind of this prescription I had called in got a little screwed up, and I'm trying to get that straightened out so I can hopefully get it better for this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Are you so you and Sandy are going to cook the contest this weekend in Lake City?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're kind of the road warrior. You literally are expecting – or wait, you cooked with Winks in Mississippi, right?
Yes.
So you're helping out with the Sams. You want to talk just a little bit about that? Because we really didn't talk to anybody about the Sams contest 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a good time. They asked me to come out and help them. Winks has had hernia surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of on the fence about going out, and then Matt Barber was riding out, and really the initial plan was Matt was just going to take some of my equipment and put it in his vehicle, and I wasn't going to go to Memphis. I was just going to go fly out to Hobbs and get my stuff from Matt, and then as time progressed, it really at the last minute on that Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day it was, I hopped in the truck with Matt. Our plan was to go to Memphis. I was going to help Link and Robin. We were going to leave our vehicle either at the airport or at a storage facility and ride back with Good Buddy's Barbecue and then fly back out on Wednesday. We bought our plane tickets to fly out Wednesday to drive to Hobbs and then team drive on the way back. But that didn't work out, so I ended up driving out by myself.
Yeah, and, you know, anybody who's ever driven really a long distance, and this isn't just, you know, this is like driving from Florida to New Jersey, and I've done that by myself, and, I mean, that's monumental drive. So you get there, and you're ready to rock and roll, and you were definitely a mess on on Saturday because of your leg. What did you actually do to your knee? Did you tear something?
I don't know. That's the only thing I can figure. A couple weeks ago, my crazy dogs, who you've met, Vanna, she's crazy about her ball.
Yes, yes.
I was standing in the line of fire, and Sandy either kicked her through the ball, and they barreled into me and kind of hyperextended my knee, and it only hurt right then, but it was a little sore for a couple of days, and that was it. So Friday night, getting ready for the cook's meeting, I was on the phone with Sandy talking to her, and I saw Rub starting to walk towards the meeting, so I yelled, "Hey, Rub," and I started to run, and it tweaked out, and it didn't feel right, and then it's continuously gotten worse and started swelling and everything else, so I'm really not sure what's going on.
Well, you did a great job, and, you know, we were talking briefly when we had you for an interview. You guys just started cooking this year. For somebody who doesn't know, Steve and Sandy Smith with Blazin' Seven, when did you guys actually start cooking, just to kind of get it back out there?
Our first contest was at Winter Haven at Smoke on the Water. I believe it was the last weekend in January. And then we didn't have a clue. We brought a stick burner. I drug that, and Sandy actually drove a separate vehicle and pulled our camper. We rolled in late to that contest, Rub Bagby style. And
exactly.
And that contest was so full. It was such a mess trying to get our camper in and everything else. Like I said, we were pretty clueless. And with the stick burner, it was cold and rainy, so we were constantly chasing our smoker. Then the next weekend, we did the same thing. We cooked at Apopka. It was cold and it was rainy, chasing the stick burner. And we turned out some really good food, but we really didn't have a clue on how to build a box or really what a good box is supposed to look like. We entered the chili cook-off on that Sunday, and, of course, you know, we struggled all weekend cooking with the weather, and that Sunday it was nice, and I recognized Dana, one, because of a judge's seminar I took. He did the cooking, and, you know, they introduced him. And
right.
Then I saw him at the chili cook-off, and he had a shirt on. I said, "You're Dana, right?" And he said, "Yeah." I asked him, I said, "When's your next cooking class?" And we just briefly talked, and he said, "Well, what you need to do is you and your wife need to come cook with me at a contest. Since you've already done a couple contests, you just need some fine-tuning." So we touched base later on that week. We dropped out of the Haines City contest, which was going to be the next Saturday. We dropped out of it because it was like, why go struggle again when we really don't know what to do?
Right.
So we cooked with Dana at the next contest, which was Fort Pierce. So we did that, learned a lot from Dana. You know, Sandy took great notes all through that weekend. And, you know, it's so overwhelming. There's so much to it. There's so much execution. There's so much timing. Season, you know, prepping the meat, there's just one thing after another, as you well know. So then we were, you know, we felt good, but we were still a little uncomfortable. And the next contest was Pig on the Pond in Claremont. And, of course, that's always locked up. You can't get in that because, you know, there's only a handful of cook sites.
Right.
So Dana invited us to come help him vend and help him cook at that contest. So it's kind of it was nice. It was a lot of work, especially for Sandy, but it was a refresher course for us. We got to re-prep meat again with his guidance and kind of go through it all over again, which, you know, made it nice. And then our first contest, when we met you, it was the next week at Tallahassee, and we took third in chicken, and, you know, we were on fire and ready to go at it from there, you know.
Yeah, and absolutely. Well, you had the fire already because you were enjoying it, and you just wanted to figure out how to do it. Now, refresh me on where you actually placed this week, because I know you're in the top 10, but I forget what meats you placed in.
We were fourth in ribs, or we, I'm used to saying we because me and Sandy, I guess I was fourth in ribs. And then I was 10th in brisket. and then eighth overall.
Yeah, and, you know, that's amazing because you are used to cooking with Sandy, and I know she does your chicken, but you brought your chicken prepped, right?
Of course.
Yeah, which was really good. And the Alexanders loaned you an assassin. So you had the big assassin. Jim brought you a drum. And what else did you have? You had something else there.
Jim loaned me a table and a Cambro. I didn't have any other cookers. And then I brought my own Easy up, but Mark had one for me that he was going to loan me, which I wanted to set up, but I wasn't about to set up in the 30-mile-an-hour winds because it would have been a tumbleweed across the parking lot. And then I went and bought a tarp, and I put the tarp up on one side, and Dana went, and he was going into town. I asked him to get me another tarp so I could, you know, block the wind from going up underneath my tent and whatnot. So, you know, they helped. A lot of people were looking out for me and helping me.
It definitely took a village to execute all the Florida people because, you know, Mark loaned Rub his rig. You ended up sleeping in your truck. I thought Rub was going to share some space for you. But so then you took off after awards, which was too bad because I think everybody was kind of worried about you, but you made it home, and we're glad for that. You guys are cooking this week, and then what do you have planned? Are you going out to help anybody else out? Because that seems to be something you do, and I know you get a lot out of it.
Yeah. No, I don't think any more help on the horizon anytime soon. Well, except for the World Food. Jim invited us out there to help him. Sam and I we've loosely talked about it. We really want to go out there, but we haven't made any definitive plans yet on doing that. We'll just have to see. We're definitely signed up for the for the rest of the contests on the FBA schedule for this year. So we're doing all those. And then also with the helping out, I was hoping Dana was still going to be on. I know he's gone, but Dana and Papa Larry brought me Denny's on Saturday morning. They went to breakfast and brought me back a Grand Slam, which was awesome. So, you know, the barbecue family is definitely looking out for each other.
Well, we're glad you made it home. I mean, you did a great job. I know you were on cloud nine placing where you were because you weren't feeling 100%. So it's great. I mean, you and Sandy have really thrown yourself into this. So it's always great to see the hard work paying off.
Absolutely. And the funny thing was, you watched me build my brisket box. I was frustrated and it really wasn't going that well for me. I wasn't really satisfied with my brisket. And my leg hurt so bad and I was so tired. I just, you know, you were there and I closed it up. I said, okay, it is what it is. But what was so funny is I got my call on ribs, which I was ecstatic. I wanted at least one call, one of those cool trophies. And they said, now for the brisket category, I leaned over to Rob and I said, well, there's not a chance in hell I'm getting a call on this. And then they said, 10th place, Blazing Sevens, I got lost and I could not believe that I got a call on brisket. But I changed, you know, just like Ben was talking about earlier, and he, like that, he sponsors us with his pork juice and his beef juice, so we really appreciate that. But the only thing I really changed up on my brisket, I did my flat and everything identical to what I do every week in the FDA, but the point when I was making my burn ends, it was still pretty much the same. I didn't use brown sugar. And,
I think I still use a little bit of sugar.
Go ahead.
Well, we figure the guys, if any of those Hobbs guys tasted a little bit of sweetness on brisket, it would have been blasphemy. You know, I don't know what would have happened.
Who puts sugar on brisket? And like I told you and Daryl in the earlier interview, you know, it's going to go one of two ways. They're going to taste the sweetness and go, oh, my gosh, this is fantastic. I've never had anything like this. Or they're going to go, oh, my gosh, these people lost their mind who put sugar on beef.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm guessing overall, even though, like, you did have such a horrendous drive by yourself, but I'm sure you're super thrilled you went.
Oh, I wanted to do this contest ever since I saw it on the agenda, but it didn't seem feasible at all at any point in time because the amount of work I have going on right now and just, you know, logistically it was difficult and it was so bad. I knew I wanted to stay, and Sandy and I always hang out on Saturday night and, you know, hang out with our friends, and a lot of times there's a handful of us to go to breakfast on Sunday morning, so you know, everybody's wanting to give me a pink drink Saturday night, and I'm like, I got to go. I have to start driving, and everybody's like, oh, come on, though. I was like, I have to be in Florida, you know, Monday morning, I got to be down in Tampa. So I knew I had to take off, and I drove as far as I could that night. I slept for a little bit. I drove some more, and all along I was slated to be home by 11 or 12 o'clock. Well, when I hit Florida, which still takes forever and a day to get through, the sun went down, and I hit a wall. And I stopped like 5 times in Florida and just kept taking naps. But, you know, the whole time I'm doing math in my head going, okay, I can sleep 45 minutes this time, and that'll still give me another nap because I actually ended up driving all night. I got home at 5:15,
yeah,
took a shower, and I met my guys at 5:39 in the morning, and then drove to Tampa and worked all day. So
yeah, well, you're a machine. It's a good thing you're a young man to be able to do that. But
well, I can promise you, I don't feel like it right now.
Yeah, I know. I say that when I don't have air conditioning. Oh my God, I feel my age. So thanks for calling in. I know that you are busy, and I appreciate your time. And we're so glad that you did well, and looking forward to seeing you and Sandy this weekend.
Yeah, that would be a good time. Sandy's ready to go because, of course, the last 2 weekends I've been gone way out of town, and she's been out by herself. She hasn't been able to come cook and hang out with barbecue friends, which we both really look forward to.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see you Saturday, and you guys have a good time. Be careful going up, okay?
All right, thank you. You too.
Okay, Steve, thanks a lot. That's Steve Smith with Blazing Sevens. Now, I'm supposed to call our next guest, so I'm going to try and dial him real quick and hope nothing goes wrong with my little phone dialer because it's in the switchboard. We're actually calling Gordo's Barbecue. Let's see if it dials through and get him on just for a few minutes. This night has gone...
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in
service.
Oh, did
he give me the wrong number?
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
We're going to try it one more time. No.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
For some reason, it doesn't want to hang up on it. Okay, let's try it again. I'll try one more time here. Gordo, he wanted to make sure that he remembered, so he wanted me to call him. Okay. We're in dialing again. I'm checking the number again.
We're
okay.
Sorry, you have reached a number that...
So, I guess we're going to miss... we're going to miss Gordo Barbecue, which is too bad because Ruben was a lot of fun this weekend, and I'm looking at my note to make sure that I've got the right number that I wrote down. I don't know if it was incorrect or not. So we're going to apologize for that. I'll have to grab him afterwards, and I'm sorry that I missed hanging up with Steve. But anyway, do want to just mention that Lance Moore and John Reeves and his sidekick, Chad, and, you know, I didn't know Chad, so I was super happy to meet them. They're the other couple of barbecue superstars that have shows on the other nights, and you know that there's 6 nights of barbecue superstars, and pretty much they're all starting at about 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and you can catch them just about every night. I'm just watching here because somebody else just called in. Is this Gordo? Hang
Hello.
On. Gordo, is that you?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Well, did it call you or not, or did you end up calling in?
I called in.
Well, I'm super glad you did. I was trying to call you a couple times, and I don't know what I did, if I wrote it down wrong or you typed it in wrong. So we've got Gordo's Barbecue here. You had a really nice showing for a Florida contest for the first time.
Yeah, y'all guys don't play fair. Y'all are pretty slick over there with all that sugar and stuff on that brisket.
No, come on. I told you that I said the boys, and you. I don't know if you were listening, but pretty much none of the guys did that. You know, we only do that with burnt ends. We don't do it on the rest of the stuff, just the burnt ends.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you remember, you tested mine, and I do the same thing. I've got a little sugar in mine when I do the burnt ends. It works.
Yeah, I mean, I actually got to taste a few of your things, and you had some really great foods there. I forget where you placed. What did you place in? Because you got a couple of calls.
I got 4th in brisket, I think, and 9th or 10th in ribs. And then my pork come in, I think, 14th or something like that. I don't remember what it was on the chicken. But, yeah, we had some real good calls.
Yeah. What did you place overall this weekend, Ruben?
Fifth.
Oh, you did?
Fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to take home a few big bags of money, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am, we did. That was pretty awesome.
How long have you been competing? I know we did an interview on Barbecue Superstars, but just in case somebody didn't see your interview yet, you know, tell them a little bit about you, because you are one of the Texas boys, and I just wanted to reach out to you tonight. How long have you been competing?
Oh, gosh, I guess about 30-plus years. I don't know. I mean, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, and that, you're the one I was cracking up with, because you really are, like, one of the few guys left that's been competing that long.
Yeah. You know, we dropped off for a while because, you know, work and stuff. But, you know, every time we had a chance, we'd sneak off, and that was kind of cool. But, yeah, it's been a long time. It's changed so much that it's – I remember when they used to hang a brisket on the finger to see if it would break.
Yeah.
Now they don't even do that anymore. They just, you know, it's all pot roast and all that good stuff.
Well, you know, you see some of the judges do that. Actually, I can think of one in particular who every time I've seen him judge, he does that. So some of your master judges still do it. Some of the new judges do it. They teach us that in class, that that's one way to look at it, or a little pulling apart. So you do still see that a little bit.
Oh, really? I wish it'd come back into Texas, because we really need it. I mean, all of the briskets are turning into pot roast now. I mean,
right.
It's just and it's hard to compete with somebody that, you know, you get little, you know, judges from off the street, and they don't know the difference. You know, they think it's tender. Oh, my God, this is so tender, you know. And
they like
it. Yeah, it's falling apart. They don't actually know that it's not supposed to do that.
Yeah, but that's IBCA out your way, though, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah,
we got IBCA in Lone Star.
Does Lone Star cook it that way, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so that you've got all those sanctioning bodies there. Now, are you cooking KCBS at all?
Yes, I cook. Matter of fact, I cooked 2 times last year. I practiced running Artesia wells. In Artesia, New Mexico, excuse me, and then at the Royal. That's the 2 times I've ever cooked it.
Oh, you cooked the Royal last year?
Yes, ma'am, we did.
And was that first time for cooking the Royal?
Yeah, that was my first time and second ever cooking KBCS.
Oh, wow. Wow. So when you cooked Artesia, did you win? Did you qualify, or were you cooking the Open?
We cooked in the Open. Again, Artesia, New Mexico, it's just you show up and everybody's there. I didn't know everybody was there. There was like 60, 70 buses there, and then me. You know, everybody showed up, Mo, and all the big guys showed up. And,
yeah.
You know, we just put the practice.
Oh, well, they said that's a really great contest at Artesia.
It is. It is awesome.
Yeah.
And when the smoke cleared, I think we winded up 5th overall.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your next cook? What do you got planned coming up?
Tomorrow night I've got Hub City. It's it's a whole town. The town of Lubbock puts on a barbecue deal where you come in and buy, spend $30, and you get to taste everybody's food. I got to go do that, and we're still debating on Silverton whether or not we're going to do it. We've been doing it like 3 weeks in a row. We're about to crash, and everyone has been in the rain, so the guys are already like, no more, please.
Yeah, they said Lubbock was worse than Hobbs.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it's so hard to believe that, you know, as little of rain as you guys get, and then all of a sudden you guys get it back-to-back like that. It's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, but I like cooking in the rain, though, because, like I said, it weeds out half of a, you know, half of the competition, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you do have a lot of guys with insulated rigs, but a lot of people don't know how to cook in it. I actually thought maybe it would help the Florida boys, but we found out that a lot of the Texas guys knew how to cook in the rain.
Yeah, the rain, snow. I wanted to get just a little bit colder so y'all could really get a good taste of, you know, cooking outdoors, right?
Well, you know, last year in January, we had, it was 5 weeks in January. We had contests four of the 5 weeks, and it froze two of the contests. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's brutal on us little lizard people because we're expecting to see sun at some point. You know. Now, who was your cookmates? Who were you cooking with there, Ruben?
I was cooking with David Marquez and then Felix Varial, Chano. I think everybody calls him Chano.
I can't
do without it.
Yeah. I didn't know if you guys were related or not.
No. Well, David is my brother-in-law. And Felix is just a co-worker, yeah.
Nice. And you had that little rig there that was pretty intriguing to me with charcoal. What do you cook on that at a contest?
Well, I've got a Tucker. I also got a Tucker, and then, I don't know how many grills I've got. I've got a bunch of just the vertical smokers and stuff, but since I've been using this subtle brisket, it's been a whole lot easier for me to load and unload out of the trailer.
Yeah, it makes your life a little easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Tucker is awesome. I mean, that thing is an awesome cooker, but I just don't have the room for it anymore and stuff. And so this little thing here is about the same size, maybe a little bit smaller than the Tucker, and it does what I needed to do. And we go through like 5 pounds of charcoal when we do a 12-hour run. On that thing.
Wow.
I'm pushing 5 pounds. I don't think we even use that much. I mean, that thing is pretty fuel efficient. And
it's amazing. It's like my juice can that I have, that drum from Jim Elzer. It is so efficient with charcoal. I literally was joking about the fact I was going to wait and see how long I was going to burn that same barrel or basket of charcoal, but I cooked 3 contests on one basket. You know, and that's like ridiculous, but it was becoming a mission of mine to find out how long it was going to last.
that's how I was. We went to the Roar last year, and I filled this bag up with wood, you know, pecan and wood that I needed. Well, Hobbs, New Mexico, we used up, I think there's 2-3 pieces still left in that bag. That's how fuel efficient. That's all the wood we've burned this year. I mean, it's pretty awesome when you do. And you see the smoker, I mean, the bark and the smoke ring on that thing, and I'm like, wow, this thing works good.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job, and you know what? We're literally out of time. I knew I was going to get a bunch of people on tonight and do about 15 minutes. I'm sorry I had a couple of minutes getting back with you, but congratulations. It was super great to meet you, and we look forward to being out there again.
Oh, God, I hope y'all come down here. It was a blast having y'all down here. It's fun. Y'all put me on my toes, and y'all really made me think about my pork and stuff, and I'm like, well, okay, let's play with these guys. It's going to be fun. But it was awesome meeting you guys.
It was a great time, and we appreciate you being with us, Ruben. Keep us posted on what you're doing, okay?
All right, we will. Thank you again.
Okay. All right, good night. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that's Gordo's Barbecue. And listen, going straight to thanking my sponsor, Sweet Smoke Q. Jim was with us tonight. Rec Tech Pellet Cookers, Mac Daddy Grills, Huntsport, huntspoint.com, Pirate 50, Royal Oak, and cookandpellets.com. Thank you so much for being with us and all the guys that were in just chatting about Hobbs. And just see you this weekend in Lake City, where I'll be judging and the teams will be going crazy. And we look forward to being with you again next Tuesday. Thanks a lot and have a great night, guys. Bye.